Happy Thursday to you and welcome to today's teaching from It's Time For Me. So as we continue on with this week's teaching all about finding your inner peace, I wanted to look at some ways that you could on a day-to-day basis try and remove the chaos from your life and remove the difficulties from your life, even when they're there, by finding that inner peace and even the most smallest moments, which can be done on a day-to-day basis. So it's funny that I'm actually recording this today because this morning I got up and I used some of the techniques that I'd learned at the workshop at the weekend, which was a spiritual workshop, and I felt in a really calm place. And then I did some meditation and I had a really busy day actually with people. I had loads of different people to see. And I got up this morning and I thought, okay, I'm going to start going in flow with the universe. And what I mean by that is that oftentimes we do things that we know we shouldn't be doing for ourselves, and that can actually make us go against the flow or against the tide, let's say, of the way the universe is flowing. And if we're flowing in the right direction and we're doing what is right for us and what's really right for us on a deeper level, even if we don't want to do it, we'll actually start to move and things will go in a nice way. So I got up and I had to meet my mum first and call to her house. And on my way over to her house, I was thinking about pink flowers and I was thinking about how I was going to go and treat myself to some pink flowers because we had actually talked at the weekend about flowers. And I was bringing her over this beautiful new deck of cards that my friend gifted me at the weekend, which have pink flowers on it. And when I got to my mum's house, she had run out to get bread. And when I got there, she had just come back and she handed me a bunch of pink flowers. And I thought, okay, this is the start of it. It was really, really strange. And then I am going away for the weekend and I have been desperately looking for some new dresses, daytime dress and a nighttime dress. And I had a dress in mind. I wanted something long and floaty but casual. And then I also wanted a red velvet dress, very specific, with long sleeves and down to my knee. And I've been looking for the last couple of weeks and everything I was trying on wouldn't fit me and I couldn't either find it in the right size or it just wasn't in the shop. So in this kind of place of just more calmness, I went to a different, very small shopping centre and actually found two perfect dresses, both on sale, and my red velvet dress, and it's fab. And while these are very trivial things, it was just that moment of saying to myself this morning, you know, I'm going to do this in the right way. Now, the second half of my day was when I actually got back home. I walked into the house and I had loads of bags and my dog came out and wanted some water and there was only a bit in his bowl. So I picked up the bowl and I spilt the remaining water all on the floor and on myself and had all my bags in my hand. And instantly I went out from that moment of peacefulness and calmness to frustration and like, oh my God, I'm after soaking everything and was trying to get out the water for him because he's standing there waiting for it. And then I had to sort out some stuff then and everything was going in the wrong way and I had to like call family about different things and it was just, I just got into a really, really bad mood. And after it and after I sat down and calmed down after all these different things I had to do, I just thought to myself, this is so stupid. And I had said to my husband, you know, I've had a great day until I came home. And I was like, but it's not about that. It literally was that I spilt water on myself. And that took me out of it. So that took me out of my flow. Instead of being like, okay, I spilt water, no big deal. And most of the time I would think it's no big deal. I don't know why that had such an effect on me. So when we're talking about finding our inner peace, this is, you know, really down to where we're at. So a couple of things you can look at doing yourself is your need to control everything. Do you feel that you have to control? Because control is actually a product of fear, of just trust towards yourself and your ability to handle whatever life throws at you. That's really what control is. And it's also like, if I control this, it'll go right. And it's trying to find safety. And actually, we don't find safety. And that will flip you completely out of that inner peace place. The next part is, do you need to be perfect? Do I always need to do things the right way and be the right person and do things in a sense of perfection? Because again, that's actually just pressure. It creates stress and it can actually create burnout. And of course, this is going to distract you from your inner peace. Another thing is giving away your power to other people. Okay, so passing your power to other people and actually, you know, not having boundaries like we talked about last week. And draining your energy. then feeling resentful towards them and angry towards them, because that's actually what happens. I mean, again, we talked about this last week, that, you know, when we're doing something for somebody and we actually don't even want to be doing it, or we feel like it's draining us or it's having a negative impact on us, that creates a resentment in us towards them and an anger in us towards somebody else, and that's only going to drain you. Another thing is dwelling on the past. So this could be past things that have gone wrong for you, or, you know, sometimes I actually do this where I look back at really good things that have happened in my life and I'm like, why aren't those things happening now? Why? How did I make those happen now? And now, how did I make those things happen before? And now I just seem to be, you know, in a stressful place all the time. And we go and we stay there. And again, you're not going to move yourself forward. Similar to the boundaries, you can also surround yourself with toxic or negative people that drain you. You may be holding on to bitterness. You might be beating yourself up for making mistakes. You might always need to be right. And a really interesting one is, you might actually be letting your ego control you. So our ego is a place of, you know, needs to protect. It's a part of us that needs to protect our identity. And it sometimes can actually separate us from others. And we can become defensive and angry. So when you're working from your ego, it's more like the practical side. It's maybe more the angry side. It's the most frustration. And you're like trying to think from this like mental state. But while you're in this inner peace place, or actually just listening to your gut and letting your gut lead the way, you're actually completely in alignment with yourself, while ego takes us out of that, okay? And one other thing is the need to have everyone like you. So sometimes we're just wanting to be the best person we can, but not for ourselves, for everybody else. And we're giving so much for time to everybody else that that is a drain. So there are a couple of things on a day-to-day basis you can say. Am I trying to control this? Am I trying to people please? Have I got any boundaries? Am I trying to be perfect? Am I putting pressure on myself? Am I stuck in the past? Am I full of bitterness, resentment, anger, all of those things? So have a think about those today, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow, and we'll delve a little bit further into this, and have a great day.